This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 25 years into the World Wide Web, there's an expanding universe of devices that share information, devices that include ones that you wear on your person. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson reports from the South by Southwest Interactive Conference in Austin, Texas right now.
Wearables are having their moment. The Fitbit Fitness Tracker, the Nike Fuel Band, these wearables use the web to collect and deliver all the information we need to become fitter, happier, and more productive. This collection of data is sometimes called the quantified self. Some people at South by Southwest have already moved beyond wearables, though. They're on to embeddables. What are embeddables?
Nanoscale machinery inside our bodies, which can monitor us and modify us.
That's author and futurist Andy Goodman speaking at the Austin Convention Center at a presentation called Embeddables, the Next Evolution of Wearable Tech. Sounds weird, I know. Adrian Alsentire was in the sold-out audience. He thinks the early embeddable adopters are right around the corner.
I think it's going to happen at some point. I mean, especially when you look at how many people are really into quantified self already, somebody will adopt it. Some people will try it, and then there's going to be debate about it.
Whether embeddables will help or hurt us may be a debate, but the ideas are already here at South By. A sensor in your tongue might recognize and tweak your coffee to personal taste. Imagine light-emitting diodes or LEDs in your hair displaying a real-time status update. Or maybe an ad. Facebook and Twitter have ads mixed in these days. Why not your hairdo? On South by Southwest's trade show floor, Nicole Ozer is manning a quiet booth as the tech policy director for the American Civil Liberties Union, and she's ready to tell you exactly why not your hairdo.
A lot of companies sort of take the mindset of let's collect as much data as we can, let's retain it for as long as possible, and let's sort of have as much discretion about how we use it and how we share it.
The thing is, that data is how lots of companies make money these days, wherever they're getting it from. So they like to keep it. And if they've got it, says Ozer, they are vulnerable to the government or another third party collecting that information. That's what she's worried about, especially with wearables, which aren't like your personal computer.
You know sort of the information that's being obtained while you're sitting at the desktop.
With wearables and embeddables, it's out of sight, out of mind. And if you think all this sounds too far away to worry about, back to that LED hairdo for a second. Researchers at the University of Washington made a new kind of LED this week. It's small. How small? 3 atoms thick. In Austin, Texas, I'm Ben Johnson for Marketplace.